The Sonderkommando chief came hunting for me, and announced that an SS soldier was waiting for me at the door of the crematorium with a crew of corpse-transporting commandos. I went in search of them, for they were forbidden to enter the courtyard. I took the documents concerning the corpses from the hands of the SS. They contained files on two little twin brothers. The commando crew, made up entirely of women, set the covered coffin down in front of me. I lifted the lid. Inside lay a set of two-year-old twins. I ordered two of my men to take the corpses and place them on the dissecting table. I opened the file and glanced through it. Very detailed clinical examinations, accompanied by x-rays, descriptions, and artists' drawings. I apologize, I'm actually imagining all the people. It required who had to go through this charade of examination and pretense in order to allay the fears of these little two-year-olds. I'm sorry, let's continue. Descriptions and artists' drawings indicated from the scientific viewpoint the different aspects of these two little beings, twinhood. Only the pathological report was missing. It was my job to supply it. The twins had died at the same time and were now lying beside each other on the big dissecting table. It was they who had to, or their tiny bodies had to, resolve the secret of the reproductions of the race. To advance one step in the search to unlock the secret of multiplying the race of superior beings destined to rule was a quote-unquote noble goal. And my interjection, do we really think all the research, quote-unquote, into cloning is not related to this? Continuing. If only it were possible in the future to have each German mother bear as many twins as possible. The project, conceived by the demented theorists of the Third Reich, was utterly mad. And it was to Dr. Mengele, chief physician of the Auschwitz-KZ, the notorious criminal doctor, that these experiments had been entrusted. Among the malefactors and criminals, the most dangerous type is the criminal doctor, especially when he's armed with powers such as those granted to Dr. Mengele. He sent millions of people to death merely because, according to a racial theory, they were inferior beings and therefore detrimental to mankind. This same criminal doctor spent long hours beside me, either at his microscopes, his disinfecting ovens, and his test tubes, or standing with equal patients near the dissecting table, his smock befouled with blood, his bloody hands examining and experimenting like one possessed. The immediate objective was the increased reproduction of the German race. The final objective was the production of pure Germans, in numbers sufficient to replace the Czechs, Hungarians, Poles, all of whom were condemned to be destroyed, but who for the moment were living on those territories declared vital to the Third Reich. Interjection, brothers and sisters, we must never deceive ourselves that this has gone away, this goal of perfection, creating the best state. And whether you believe or not, are being herded, are being packed in, is at all related to the ease with which we can be controlled, if not worse. Either way, we need our gifts, we need our freedom, we need non-coercion, we need the earth. Being packed in does not work for life. I mean, we're being set up to be at each other's throats, and then therefore having to be, quote unquote, turned over to the police, those of us who have no way else to live but criminally, quote unquote. We cannot allow the decisions for our lives to be made by anyone else but us, and that requires having our freedom. I'm sorry. Believe me. The second I see discussion groups happening about planning our future, I don't know, maybe I'll just retire to baking cookies for all of them. I just got through making a whole bunches of cookies for my grandchild, and I'm hoping I get to see them at some point. My fantasy is that I can give him, because he's, I don't want, if you can't say something nice, best not say it. So I must say this. I wish he can have this can of organic, non-wheat, healthy cookies. And, he can put them under wherever he's at, you know, just, and whenever he wants one, he can get one out and take one. He don't have to ask for permission. They're his to do with as he pleases. Boy, I did get off track there, didn't I? I guess I had to retreat for a minute just to. So, the point here that Miklos is making, and that we have to not forget, that's why I call it lessons he's got for us. They value the real estate. They value the material stuff that we can produce for them, but they don't value us. They wanted the land peopled by the folks they considered imperfect. Never doubt they view us this way, all of us, except those that they are intentionally training, if not straight up breeding. Because they know what de Tocqueville said. It starts with the baby in the mother's arms. They want control from that point on. And they don't fully trust none of us who haven't been reared that way, the way they consider to be superior, you know, suitable for the master race, quote unquote. And I have to also say that the comparison with the final objective, unsaid but obvious, of the Israeli statesman for the Palestinian seems necessary. By which I mean inherent in the dynamic of power, of rule, once you succumb to it.